You're listening to Hackers IRL. We're the people the news pretends are a single character. We are not. We pop shells, walk our dogs, fight with our printers, and somehow ship the work. This show is voicemails. Brain dumps from our side of the wire about whatever's on our minds. The line stays open. Up next, Panda with Ashura, the superheroes of cybersecurity. Here's their story.
Hey guys, it's Panda. I just had a fun moment, lesson, whatever. I'm thankful that I kind of put guards in place when and where that I did. I just want to, you know, share it with you guys. So tonight, on my way home from the Jack's Mesh Meshtastic meet, I got some alerts. For those who don't know, I run not just this podcast, but a handful of other infrastructure with different sites on it. I ended up getting about 20,000 hits from China on the way home. So a bunch of different endpoints across multiple sites got hammered. It was pretty interesting. So one thing, you know, at first I kind of freaked out a little bit, and I have a process in place to rotate, you know, kind of all my important secrets. So I pulled that lever, you know, before really even thinking about it and investigating fully, just because it's you know, since I thought about it ahead of time, it's mostly hands off. I only have to do kind of two manually at this point. So that being said, I was a little less worried at that point. But then when I dug into it, you know, I found a couple things that I did want to fix, which is good. You know, it's always good to dig into your own code and find stuff. But the attackers got tripped up on a honeypot. So, they were digging at an endpoint that led to a vault-looking, thing and pulling, you know, fake credentials. So they wasted 20,000 requests and a bunch of time trying to, you know, get it fake credentials. So as soon as I saw that and kind of dug through the rest of my stuff, I felt a lot better. I have backups every day too, and a bunch of additional alerting. So one thing I always make sure of is, you know, compared to the previous day, look at, you know, different functions in the database and make sure stuff's okay. There's no backdoors or anything weird happening with data. Just go through the logs and continue to harden your systems. If you get attacked, it can suck sometimes, but in a case like this, you know, I learned something. I'm able to kind of fix forward, even though I had a couple minutes of, having to deal with it. Always be learning, always be growing, and, you know, honeypots and honey tokens, honey creds, are freaking awesome. And, build something that looks like something an attacker would want, because you will see it attacked. I'm seeing more and more ever scans on my infrastructure than ever before. So, stay safe out there, obviously, and have a great night. AI is good at building stuff. Always validate this stuff yourself. You know, use open source security tools. Learn to hack, you know, and AI is not going to do everything for you. Subject matter expertise is important. And, you know, if you don't understand what the AI is telling you, you know, it's useless. While they can be great to dig through a lot of stuff, you also want to run your manual tools, your manual secret scanners on a regular cadence, manual vuln scanners, Anyway, obviously, like, poke stuff with Burper's app and make sure it's actually what you expect, because sometimes you can have an idea of the code base, and then until you dig into it, you have no idea what's there. So anyway, yeah, Panda out, and I hope all you had an amazing fourth. I'm gonna use Mythos for the last couple hours that I can before it gets cut off, and it's a very expensive endeavor. I guess, well, I can afford it at least right now. Yeah, I hope you all have been playing with the new stuff and are building something cool. And I hope to hear from you all soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Hackers IRL. Background music is Simplicity by Macroform. If you've got a story of your own, a breach, a leak, a close call, or just something on your mind, join us. Call 904-915-HACK. That's 904-915-4225. Up to 10 minutes. Choose to preserve your OPSEC, and we distort your voice before anyone hears it. End of transmission.